Hello and happy Tuesday, September 7th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. A mural of Eminem in Detroit was defaced this past weekend, only hours after the artist finished painting it. Chris Devens completed the 6-foot-tall portrait of the hometown rapper on Saturday and returned home to Chicago to learn that someone had drawn 18 cartoon bird heads on it. Only one day after its completion, some idiot in Detroit already defaced the new M mural, Devens wrote on Instagram. You can't give people anything good. Dumb. I can probably fix it, but damn. Calling the vandalism disrespectful and against the rules of street art, Devens told the Detroit News on Monday, "I was devastated. Who would do that?" He does hope to return to Detroit this month to restore the mural. You can take a look at what the mural looks like before and after in the link in this description. Tributes are pouring in for Michael K. Williams, the acclaimed actor who was found dead in his Brooklyn apartment on Monday, and some fans are learning that his roots were actually in music. "All I wanted to be was a dancer," he said in a 2018 interview. "I didn't really have any thoughts on being an actor when I first got into the arts." Appearing on a 2014 episode of Queen Latifah's daytime talk show, Williams said that he was inspired by watching his childhood friend Dana Owens become Queen Latifah. "I was like, if D can do it, I can do it," he recalled. "I couldn't rap, though. That was the only problem." Williams said he saw the video for Janet Jackson's 1989 single Rhythm Nation, and he lost his mind, and he told himself, "This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go become a backup dancer for Janet Jackson." Williams added, "That never happened. I never got to dance with Janet, but I did have a pretty good career as a dancer. That career included dancing for singers Kim Sims and touring with pop stars like Madonna and the late George Michael. An epic performance of Paradise City by Guns N' Roses with Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl was silenced on Saturday night due to a strict noise curfew. Shortly after 10 p.m., organizers of the Bottle Rock Festival in Napa Valley, California pulled the plug, but thanks to the in-ear monitors, Axl Rose's band and Grohl kept going. With no amplified sound from the stage, the crowd can be heard singing along to the end. Rose ended the song by raising his arms in the air, flashing a peace sign, and throwing his mic into the audience. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.